fuck up for 30 seconds. You might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time food...
Tough, but a scarf isn't really...
I don't know.
Maybe a bandana.
A bandana. That was a very Long Island accent of you there. Bandana. Well, dude, it just was. It was a little bit. Oh, that's loud, too. Plum Love Foods Live. Welcome, guys. It's Thursday. No more too busy for Thursdays tonight. No, sir. No, sir. The weekend starts next weekend for us. This weekend for me as I have some work to do tomorrow night and make my way out east. Jeffy is working as well, but the good news is we have a Thursday night here tonight, Jeffy. Finally back on the regular night. It felt weird doing the Tuesday show, didn't it?
You know what? I had a good time. I mean, it was a little weird. It was weird to, like, you know, just be doing it again. But it also was weird not to do it on Thursday. So
that
I was like,
felt weird.
So it was good to make it happen.
But it was a great show, man. Loved hanging out with Mike from Ergo Chef and, of course, our new good brother Matt from Blue Tape Times. Great conversations there. But tonight, brother,
yeah,
he's
hilarious.
We got a good one tonight, though, dude. We got a good one. Listen, you guys.
Oh, we
all
had a great
know,
one,
dude.
Great one, world class.
I preach about this company to everybody I talk to, man. Tony from Spiceology is going to join us in a little while, which should be a lot of fun. Jeffy, you're on board with Spiceology,
absolutely,
right?
Oh, man. Listen, I drank the Kool-Aid the minute I saw the packaging. You know, I'm really into True Cooks. I had to give him a shot. I do that with everything that I feel like, anything that I see Chad endorses or that he's into or he, like, will put up with a little love on, I'll usually give him a follow or check it out. And so I bought their spices, you know, and I was immediately like, you know, I think me and you had a whole conversation about the black and blue spice. We were like both like, dude, that shit is so good.
It's banging. Dude, it's banging. Like, that's the kind of stuff you shouldn't make and give to fat guys. Because we'll just eat it out of the container.
No. Because I'll put it on everything. French fries, in mayonnaise, and then put it on French fries again.
Dude, I put it on my thumb and just eat my thumb.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's weird. Now it's getting weird. But
yeah, in my head, I saw you sucking your thumb and dipping it back in the jar and looking at me with those eyes that you make, like when Mexico.
Ladies and gentlemen, Plum Love Foods Live, it's your boy, Chef Paul. Chef. Giving away secrets tonight, ladies and gentlemen. But look, so we're excited to talk to Tony here in a few minutes, man. But first, as we move forward here, Jeffy, also we'll do a little news later on, which should be a lot of fun. I got to ask you a question, man. I got to ask something today that really struck me. And this is going to be kind of serious conversation. But I just want to get your opinion on it, all right?
Good.
Non-judgment opinion. Is that cool?
No judging.
All right.
No judgment.
I got asked today how come on my Instagram it doesn't say celebrity chef or it doesn't say what do they call it? What's the other one you can do on Instagram? Celebrity chef or national person or personality or whatever.
I don't know. Oh, like verified account or something? Like that kind of thing?
No, not the verified thing, but you know how you have a title on your Instagram account. And mine just says chef, because look, in the end, I'm a damn chef. I cook food for a living. All the other stuff is side stuff. But they were like, how come it doesn't say, you know, like, you know, celebrity chef, or it doesn't say public figure? That's it. It doesn't say public figure. And I don't know, man.
Or it just says chef.
Right. I'm a chef. And they were like, well, you've been on TV, and you host a show, and you've done all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm a chef. That's what I would say.
Well, because you don't consider yourself, you're not like that. I mean, you're a chef first, and the other stuff is like, it's fun to do, but at the end of the day, we all have to, we cook first, and like, it's exactly why we didn't do the podcast last week, right? Is because work comes first. This is fun, which turns into work, which we make, not really work, but you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's
totally.
We're chefs first, so you're a chef first. You know, God's blessed you with a fat mouth that, you know, you get to run all over town. And people like to listen to it.
Wait,
and that's beautiful.
Did you say my mouth is fat?
Like, I meant pretty hot and tempting. I might have used it wrong.
I think it's husky. I have a husky mouth.
Oh, man. Shout out to Marco. Marcos, my buddy Marcos would love that you said you had a husky mouth. He loves a husky mouth on a man.
You got a pretty mouth, boy. All right. Yeah, but this is my thing, man. I hate when people just take that and they take it like as a serious thing. Can we just all agree here that the Instagram world is not real life? Like, it's not the real world. Stop it. Who cares what I put on there? I should put on there, I'm a goat herder. That's what I'm going to put on there. I'm going to change my shit to goat herder.
Dude. I think that, you know, on a real note, I would love to goat herd. Like, like a side thing. Like, if we could get some goats and learn how to milk them and make cheese and stuff, I think it would be a lot of fun. It would be a very zen thing to do.
We should. You and I could become goat herders. We could wear robes.
We have the property. We can buy the property next to yours, and we make it a goat farm.
Ooh, that's nice. But here's the thing. Goats do kind of smell like bad cheese.
Oh, come on, man. See, where are you going to go right to the negative?
Well, it's not negative. Listen, I don't want to smell
it's
bad.
It's good smell, man. It smells like money. That cheese smells money smell.
You think so?
Yeah, it's that cheese, Eddie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get that goat cheddar.
You want to make goat cheddar because you're in New England? I see you.
There you go.
Go on.
There you go. But look, let me ask you this. Do you care about that? Like, when you look at an Instagram account or you look at somebody's social media, do you look at that actual title ever, or who gives a shit?
Dude, I don't know. I don't give a shit.
I know you don't, but do you think people do in general?
Well, I think some people do, but, I mean, some people suck, too. So, I mean, what are you going to say about that? You know, I mean, what do you do with that information that you know that some people care and you don't care?
I just thought it was interesting. You know what I mean? Like, I brought to my attention that someone actually was like, hey, how come you don't have that? Why don't you put that on there? And I don't know. Why the fuck
was that person, like, a social media influencer or something? Because I could see how somebody like that would have a stake in wanting that to happen. Otherwise, it's like, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Maybe because then, like, you know, when they were like, hey, Chef Plum, you know, the public figure, and they were like, then they sent them to your Instagram page, and then somebody looked at it, and they were like, no, he's just a chef. Clearly it says on his Instagram page he's just a chef. Yeah. And that person probably felt stupid. They were like, no, I swear, he's on TV. They're like, I don't know. Doesn't say that here.
Well, here's the thing, Instagram. Jeff, like, you got me worried now, because, like, you played this whole situation out in your head, and I'm a little concerned.
You know, I go down rabbit holes in my head.
I guess so. All right, look, here's my two cents on it. If you're a chef, you're not a public figure. Be a fucking chef and be proud of it. That's my thoughts.
Well, hold on. Well, what if you're a chef, right?
Right.
And now you're a public figure.
Well.
Like, what if you're like Emeril, right? Like,
yeah.
Emeril's the man. Like, I love Emeril. Emeril Lagasse, he's like the godfather to me. Bam, bam. Yeah. All day, right?
Household name. So it's like, it's hard.
Household name.
Yeah.
It's like, he's also, so he's like a public figure. You know, I mean, again, you know, God rest his soul, what's his name?
Bourdain.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he wasn't cooking really that much anymore, but he was a chef. Like, he related to lots of chefs. You know, a lot of chefs related to him. He lived that chef life, and then he became a public figure. You know, so I don't know. I just feel like, I think wherever you are in your walk in life, whatever labels you choose to use, just use them with your head held high and tell everybody else to go fuck themselves. That's my opinion.
I think it sounds good. That's a t-shirt. Go fuck yourself. That's a great t-shirt, Jeffy. We should do that.
You know, Jeffy, like, absolutely go fuck yourself. I should say that on my shirts, because that's all I ever say in these episodes, I feel like.
Well, check it out. We got a good one tonight, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're hanging out with Chef Tony Reed from Spiceology. Jeffy's got some news stories for us later on. It's going to be an action-packed episode here at Plum Love Foods Live. We're going to be right back. We're going to play a quick commercial break for everybody. You know you got to check them out, my friends over at Ergo Chef Knives. I'm going to make myself another cocktail with my Casamigos. That's right, Jeffy. I'm drinking tequila tonight. Makes me happy. And yeah. And then we'll be right back with Plum Love Foods. Stay right there, guys. Be right back.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for
man. It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks, the first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, three blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-sized splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Jackfruit, Jeffy. It's honestly the best vegan food I've ever had.
No doubt. We learned all about it on our trip in Mexico this year.
Hey, it's Chef Plum and Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods Live talking Upton's Naturals.
Upton's Naturals is an independently owned natural foods company with a focus on meat alternatives and vegan values since opening in 2006.
Hey, that's right. Now Upton's has launched the first-to-market seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit in the whole United States.
With great flavors like Thai curry, original, sweet and smoky, sriracha, chili lime, barbecue. Man, I am getting hungry.
Well, you haven't eaten in 12 minutes, so that makes sense. Try it, man. This stuff is great. Amazing tacos, sandwiches, you name it.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, me too now.
Upton Naturals, available now on Amazon.com, ThriveMarket.com, RabbitFood.com, and more.
And of course, check out UptonsNaturals.com. Let's get some tacos.
I love tacos.
Me too.
Yeah, coming back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. That's right, guys. Jeffy, jackfruit's good stuff, man. I love jackfruit. It's tasty.
Dude, I think jackfruit's awesome. I mean, it's so versatile. I never knew how versatile it was since Mexico, and I've never looked at it the same. Like, I've used it a few times.
Yeah, especially when you watch freaking Chef David Fuerte out there killing it with the jackfruit. I was getting so annoyed how great he was with it.
He's a cool dude, man. It's hard to be jealous of that guy.
No, I'm totally jealous of it. I'm going to tell you why. Because he's one of those guys who's just a really good-looking guy who is, you know, doing well for himself, and he doesn't have kids to suck the will to live out of him every single day.
No, he does have kids, bro.
He does?
Yeah, and he walks it like he talks it. That's what it is. I mean, that's why I love that guy, man. He's out there just like us. It's like, he's a straight fucking hustler, man. He's working his ass off. Well, he's grinding, he's pushing, he's trying to, you know, he's just like, and he still has the attitude that he has. Like, so when you hang out with him, and you hear all the shit that he's doing and how much is on his plate and how funny he is while it's all happening. That's why I love Nick. It's the same shit. You know, it's like these guys they're like G's to me. You know what I mean? They're like so fucking impressive. It's like,
well, no doubt about it. Nick is definitely a G. But speaking of G's, we got a G on the program tonight, man. I mean, we got literally, I'll tell you what, this guy, he is part of one of the fastest growing spice companies in the entire world. They are blowing up everywhere. You look at them. You see them everywhere, Jeff. You all have social media, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Even you walk into people's kitchens now, you start seeing their products. I mean, the amount of growth that this company, Spiceology, has had in the past 2 years, it's incredible, isn't it?
Oh, man. I mean, they were in Williams-Sonoma. I saw them in the Hamptons this summer, like a whole rack, and it was almost sold out because I went back because I wanted to get more of that Greek Freak, and I wanted it, like, today. So I went back and bought like the 4-pack just for the more Greek Freak. And it was the last one in the store, and the lady said they had sold out, and I was like, that's crazy. I'm like, this shit's awesome.
Well, we gotta get the lowdown and find out what's going on with it. And tonight we're joined by one of the real good brothers in this industry, man. Chef Tony Reed is on the program with us tonight. Tony, what's up, brother, man? Always a pleasure to talk to you, dude. You've always been so great to us, helping us out with things and getting product out if we need it. But even better to talk to you in person, brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just thinking about you at an Aerosmith concert sucking Black and Blue off your thumb, staring at Jeff over the Pink song.
This is a great
That's
thought.
All I've been thinking about for 20 minutes now.
See, he gets us. You just get us.
But yeah, man, actually, everything's good. I've just, Aerosmith was the first concert I ever actually went to. So I've
really?
Just been reminiscing while I was waiting for you guys. Yeah, first concert I ever went to, yeah.
Damn, how about that? Which I tour was it? Was it the tour when they were doing the music for that Armageddon movie, or was it before that?
Yeah, it was the Pink tour.
Jesus.
So,
oh, man.
It was a good one, man. Yeah, it was a good one. They came to Spokane, showed some love, and
first Is that James, did James have a gun in that album?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
my Excellent. Well, man, before we get into it, man, I want to say thank you because... you helped us out with a project we're doing called Random Acts of Cooking, where we're using food to help people and do some amazing
things. Oh, yeah.
Really awesome people. I reached out to you, told you what we were doing, and you didn't even hesitate. You're just like, what do you need? And, dude, we cooked for 725 U.S. Navy sailors that weekend. It was Jeffy, myself, and a couple of guys. And it was awesome just to have that support, man. And, I mean, do you guys do a lot of that sort of stuff? Do people reach out to you a lot for charity things?
You know, anytime that somebody reaches out, I generally try to help as much as I can. You know, the Navy men, that was a little bit closer to heart. My grandfather was in the Navy and Army for 40 years. I'm the only person in my family that didn't do the military for the males. So, you know, military is close to my heart, and anytime I can help them out, you know, it means a lot to me, so it was no-brainer for me. No-brainer.
Well, the guys really liked it, and it was great, and I think it's going to become an annual thing for us here on the show, because, I mean, it was great, Jeffy. It was
loved
great.
It.
We had a great time.
Dude, it was so much fun. We loved it. We loved the guys there. We loved the Navy. We loved giving back like that. It felt so good to be there on the holidays and just see everyone there, and it was a pretty magical experience for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, last summer we linked up with a good group of chefs that were helping all the firefighters and the victims of the fires in Northern California. So we did a little philanthropy with them too. So, you know, when it's right, we'll definitely make it right. So
that's awesome.
I think about it like this: when you look at those things like the fires or like working with the Navy at the holiday time, I mean, food brings so many emotions. Food can just make you happy. It can make you feel whole. It can make you feel normal in a not normal situation. So, you know, as chefs, I mean, we have, you know, the power to do that, you know, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Food brings people together. You know, it's just one of those things that's universal.
Yeah. And the power of giving back. You know, it's beautiful.
No
beautiful thing.
I was talking off air about how I just replaced all the stuff where I work with Spiceology stuff, and I have to do it again at one of the other houses. But, man, I got to tell you right now, two things I want to talk about. But that Sasquatch seasoning mix and that dirt, that is good fucking stuff, man. Who came up with those?
Matt Crawford, who's Sasquatch Barbecue, and our team at Spiceology. We work together. You know, I work primarily with chefs and the food service line. So our marketing team worked closely with Matt and the Sasquatch Bar and his Sasquatch Barbecue blend or brand. And you know, they work together. They produce those. Matt's a good guy. He's got 100,000 plus followers on Instagram. He's got a cult following. So you know, it's great. It's great. Getting together with like minds and, you know, and creating some good food. He's in Spokane often, and we're grilling up stuff on our loading dock all pretty frequently, just having a good time, man. You know, and he's a Washington State Coug fan too, so that always helps too.
There you go.
So
yeah, man, it's great stuff, man. I really like it. And of course, I got you guys. I introduced you to DJ Barbecue, my friend Christian Stevenson over there in
yes, sir.
London.
Yeah.
So good brother right there. He's a good guy.
Oh yeah. We stay close. I talk to Christian, you know, probably once every other month or so, and he's a good guy. He's got a lot going on. He's a busy guy, man. That's for sure.
Super busy, but super talented, and just he's one of the nicest guys I know in the business. He's such a nice guy.
Oh yeah.
I love it. But I think, you know, the point of I'm bringing all these things up, Jeff, and is that it's kind of the collaboration that's happened, but nothing's been real mainstream with the growth of Spiceology and what you guys have done, even you specifically have done to grow this company. I mean, you guys are literally everywhere now. Like, anybody who's anybody, and I feel dumb even saying that, Jeffy, but it's the truth. Anybody who's anybody is using Spiceology. That's just the way it goes. That's what you're doing.
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people are, for sure.
Yeah, man, we're changing the game. We're making people care. You know, chefs care. You always hear chefs talking about where they get their beef and their lamb and their chicken and their, you know, their pig, and you know, there's so much pride in where chefs are getting their produce, and you know, you don't hear them talking about spices, but we're changing that. We're getting chefs to recognize and know what they put on their shelf, and you know, chefs want quality. They want a story behind that product, and we provide that. We're chefs that give a shit about what other chefs are doing and what they're putting on their plates. So, you know, what we do is easy, man. We do what every chef wants, and it makes it easy for us. So we're not, you know, we're not the man, the McCormick's of the world, where it's a bunch of scientists, you know, behind the plate. And, you know, we're real life kitchen rats, and that's, I've always called us that. You know, where everyone on my sales team ran a kitchen at one point, and you know, we're kitchen rats that are trying to make it real, and that's what we do. So
I don't think it's any trying. I think you're doing. But,
yeah.
How many employees are in the company now?
Man, I think we're 48 now.
Wow.
I just you know, I brought on a guy that's been in the restaurant world here and there. He ran a company that was acquired by Grubhub called Restaurants on the Run. I just hired him on this week, and he's going to help me, you know, blow this thing out of the water and get more reps in our remote areas. And you know, I'm excited for the next year, and you know, we're hoping to double up again. Every year I've doubled my sales, you know, so
wow.
We're doubling our clientele every year. We're just expanding, because chefs, you know, chefs recognize real, and you know, and the network with chefs is so close. You know, guys from you guys over in the east, in the northeast, are talking to me in Little Spokane, Washington, in the northwest. Like, chefs connect, you know, no matter where we are in the world, we're networked, and it's a lot closer of a family than a lot of people realize. So, you know, word spreads like wildfire.
I couldn't agree more. And it's well-deserved, because it's a great product. I mean, you were talking about how fresh, and like, you're always trying to push the envelope by betting the best stuff you can possibly get for us, and I just appreciate that, because it makes it, my job as a chef a little easier to be able to, like, you know, tap an amazing source. So hats off for doing the work.
Quality and innovation, that's all we're looking to do. We're not trying to give any gimmicks out. We're not trying to, you know, pull a quick one on anybody. We just want quality and we want innovation, because when I was in the kitchen, which I still do often, that's what I'm looking to put on my plates, you know, it's quality. And I want something new. So that's where you see our blends. It's just new shit that you don't see at, you know, Cash and Carry and Cisco and FSA, you know, U.S. Foods. You know, they're not innovative. They're old school. It's been the same shit for years and years and years. And we're just trying. We got lucky. We fell in love with spices, and we realized pretty quickly we're in an industry that hasn't been disrupted and hundreds of years.
Ever.
It's just been the same players. It's been the same players year after year. And so, you know, getting something new and edgy and real, and, you know, we're not a bunch of white coats, you know, with the tall chef hats on. We're the strapping the boots on. We're getting dirty. We're, you know, rolling our sleeves up and going for it. So I think that's what makes us different from everyone else.
Dude, well, this is the thing. I want to talk about some of those spice blends a little bit. But before we do, Jeff, you want to put the plugs out there for Tony and for Spiceology for me?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to check out Tony at Spiceology across all his social media platforms. And then you're going to check him out later this month, the 26th and 28th, at the Meat Conference in Atlanta. Where he's going to be alongside Chad Mitten. And then again, you're going to check him in September, the 20th and the 21st at the CIA Alumni in Hyde Park.
Which is dope.
Which is going to be. Both sound like some pretty awesome events as well.
Which, dude, is crazy because oh, yeah. I'm an alumni from CIA, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people shit on culinary schools, but when I went to culinary school, Chef, I needed it. I needed that discipline in my life pretty hard. And CIA, when I was there, was very, very into discipline. Like, they didn't play fucking games. And it changed my life, and it was awesome. And I love CIA, and I love the school, what it did for me as a chef. And as a cook, even. And it's awesome that you're going to go there and do that because you're coming here on the East Coast, man. How did that come about?
So, I don't really know how it started. I was at a trade show, and her name's Jessica. She does a lot of the partnerships for their Gift in Kind program. She actually sent me an email before trade that she had noticed our product, and she wanted to meet at the NRA show. And so we talked, and, you know, and then it started kind of just snowballing into, you know, what we could do to collaborate and work together. And about 6 months later, which was January of this year, she reached out and she said, all right, well, I've got everyone on board. You know, I had worked with Michael Zabrowski, who I think is their pastry instructor. I'm not sure of his official title at the school, but him and Michael Mignano, they did a little black pastry book that just came out.
Oh yeah,
endorsed by Martha Stewart. Like, they've been all over the place. They're really blowing up. But he had been using our product, and he helped endorse and influence the other instructors to get on board with the product. And I sent them all samples and everything, and then she said, you know, we've got a big player that donates a lot of the product to us. I'm not going to say their name, but they're probably, you know, it rhymes with Schmormick.
Is that ringing any bells, Jeff? Guy. I can't. It's not really getting me.
No.
I mean,
maybe a Scottish company.
Is it like a kosher salt company or something? I don't know. Sorry, Tony. We're just trying to. Wow. Fuck. That's a tough one.
Yeah. So they took all that off their shelves and they put Spiceology on there, and I think that's a big.
Well, bravo.
Yeah, big play for Spiceology. You know, there's thousands of students that come out of that program every year, and you know, and now they've got 5 locations, I believe, and all over the U.S. and everywhere from Dallas or from San Antonio all the way to California. So, you know, we're getting in front of the young people, the millennials, the Gen Zs, and we're showing them, like, that generation doesn't like the old school stuff. We all know that. I'm getting our product in front of them, and, you know, I hope that in the near future, when those students graduate and they move on and they become the chef of their restaurants or the sous chef, and they get the buying power of the restaurants that they've worked with Spiceology for 3 or 4 years, and, you know, at their schools, and, you know, they want to bring it on because that's what they're comfortable with. They know that our product's better, and, you know, so that's a huge play, man. It was a big win. You know, it took a lot of time to make it happen, and I'm very thankful for everyone at CIA that's been willing to change the course of who they're using. You know, they use that their spice vendor for years because they're a big donator to their school, and they're still switching it up, and they're going just with quality. And that's what matters.
That is what matters. And, well, CIA is all about that. And I don't know, Jeffy, maybe we should reach out to them and see if we should come do the show there. During, I don't know, it could be kind of cool during alumni weekend.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Super cool.
I mean, I know the guy. I don't know. It's a great school, and I think it's great to reach in. Because, listen, I think it's a smart move to get in there, early. So kids and students, I shouldn't say kids because it's not always kids that are there. I was fucking almost 30 when I went to culinary school. But when they're there, you get accustomed to a brand and, accustomed to using quality stuff. And, dude, everything at CIA is quality. There's no bullshit, which is actually some people say is a detriment to some people when they come out. But I disagree. But, I think that's getting the brand in there right away. That's phenomenal. That's a smart idea. Total smart idea.
Yeah. We're getting. You'll see us on some pretty big time TV shows. That they're one of the shows. Their 19th and 20th seasons are coming up here the next 2 years, and so excellent. You'll see our product on those shows. I got a couple Netflix shows that you'll start seeing our product on that have yet to be produced, but one of them's actually starting here pretty soon. So we got some big plays happening, man, and it's exciting. It's real exciting.
Well, check it out. I'm going to be doing Good Day New York here really soon, man. I'll use the Spiceology product on there too, so you can throw me in that category. That'd be awesome.
Oh yeah. I'll hook it up for sure.
Well, look, let me tell you, man. So the blends that you guys have, this is the craziest thing, and I've been dying to tell you this for a year. I almost texted it to you because it was so crazy. So the pink peppercorn and lemon thyme, right?
Yep.
I put that with a little bit of olive oil, that spice and some salt on asparagus, and then I grill it. Mm-hmm. And my kids won't stop eating it. It's the best shit ever. It's so good, dude. But asparagus, I thought it was
I love better. It, man.
Yeah, and
oh yeah.
I'm actually out of it. I've got to order some more here. I just used the rest of it tonight. But when you come up with something like that, is it fun to hear how different chefs are using it and different cooks are using the spice?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was just in San Diego a couple weeks ago, and I was visiting a couple of our customers on Travis Clifford at Fernside down in San Francisco, or San Diego, excuse me. He was using the Togarashi blend that I actually formulated. I was using it at the ramen shop that I was running before I came to Spiceology. And I made it into a blend that we sell that's pretty popular. And he's actually using it on peanuts and, serving it on, when people sit down, they get a bowl and it goes in the peanuts go in there and they're Togarashi peanuts. He uses it on the chicken wings as well. And, it was cool. It's crazy when I'm, because I didn't formulate the pink, the lemon pepper, but the Togarashi and the Korean barbecue, that's actually going to be consumer size packaging here pretty soon, the Korean barbecue. But seeing chefs talk about the product that I use every day that I created for myself, in the kitchens that I was running. It's pretty wild to see, how they utilize them and how much they love them. Like, it's a humbling experience, man. I don't even know how else to explain it. Like, I take a lot of notes.
This is why it's so cool.
I've actually learned more.
Dude, this is why it's so cool to talk to you about this, because you are so humble about it. But you play such a massive role in spreading it and getting it out there. I mean, listen, take some credit for it, but know that there's so much more out there, and you're just crushing it. It's going to be, this shit's going to be everywhere, dude. You're going to be on, I don't want to say the name of the show, but you're going to be on Top Chef, which is dope. We all know it. We read between the lines there. Here's a funny thing, though. I was almost nervous. I had an audition, I guess about a month ago or so, Jeffy. I don't remember. For McCormick's, they're a spice company. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're doing a whole video series, and they reached out to me to host it. And I went to the audition. They were paying a lot of money. I had to go. And I went to the audition. But then when I found out what they wanted me to do, I said no. So I just wanted you to know that. Because I said, you know what? Tony would be so mad at me. And then I said, and Chad may never talk to me ever again.
I've had some of my closest customers. I've got on Instagram, and I see that they're promoting McCormick. And I'm like,
they're paying for
and I'll
it.
Send them a text, and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, dude, they pay me a ton of money. I'm still using your product every day. But, that's the thing. Other than our influencers that we work with, that they get royalties on the product. I'm doing it organically. I'm letting. I don't have to bribe people. I don't have to make them feel like they have to use my product because they're getting a dollar or two. Like, they're doing this shit because they know it's better. And so, like, a couple of you chefs out there that have used Spiceology, and I've seen you on Instagram promoting McCormick. Do your thing, man. Do it. Because I know what your shelf looks like. So earn your cash, do your thing. But I know what your spice rack looks like.
Look, that's Spiceology. That doesn't matter. That's
why I'm not. Yeah, I'm not stressed about it. I just know where our quality's at, and you know, it might sound a little arrogant, but it's just where it's at.
They were gonna give me $2,500 an episode to do like 9 episodes of this McCormick's thing.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Oh yeah. I love it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to hate it
on you though. Either way,
man.
I would have texted you and I would have gave you some shit, but at the end of the day, people gotta do what they gotta do, you know?
I appreciate
the love.
Tony, I love you. Shout out McCormick, I'm free. You want $500 an episode? Holler at your boy.
You know, it's pretty funny,
hammer pants, bring it.
We actually had a guy that was promoting our product, and then McCormick came and started working with them. And if you go to McCormick's Instagram page, you'll see they straight up posted a photo of their chef that was working with us. They promoted this guy that they ended up hiring to work for them, and their whole background is Spiceology. I shit you not.
Are you serious?
the chef's page. Awesome. The chef has a rack of Spiceology in the background.
That's amazing.
No joke.
Well, listen, I got to talk about a little bit more here. Just while we got Tony on the line, man, Spiceology graciously gave us an awesome gift to give away. We're doing the Christmas in August here on the show. We gave away an awesome knife last weekend. This week, we posted it here. We'll start pushing it more over the weekend, which is weird, Tony, because I get more Instagram love during the weekend than I do during the week, but that's another story in itself. But Spiceology and our good friend Chef Tony Reed here, they're giving a spice makeover for you. That's right. You can enter on the Instagram page there. We'll pick a winner next week. You get to basically all the spices you have in your kitchen are going to be replaced by Spiceology, and you're going to donate those other spices to, a worthy cause, a shelter Jeffy or something like that. But what an amazing – I mean, are you kidding me? The first – Tony, when this happened, the first thing Jeff said, he goes, so I can't enter, can I? And I was like, no, that's bullshit.
It's very cool. It would be very cool to replace all my spices.
But what a great idea. Man. I mean, what a great way to really get someone – I mean, literally, listen – it's a little bit of money up front. I understand that to get them in. But once they taste and use the product, they're going to use it from there on. That's the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So we're running for our food service customers, all of our, you know, restaurants and industrial kitchens that we sell to. We're running a program called Take Back Your Kitchen. And what that allows us to do is we can go in, swap out all of your, you know, the product that you're getting from Sysco or FSA or US Foods, whatever, you know, whoever your primary spice vendor is, and I'll come in, swap it all out at no cost. We ask for you to pay for the shipping, but other than that,
fine.
Swap it all out for free. You know, we're that confident in the quality that you're not going to want to go back. And our pricing, you know, it's for you chefs out there, it's exactly in line with, you're buying quality product at the same price or even less than what you're buying from, higher quality, same price.
Well, it's not even bad for, so myself as a private chef, I mean, look, here's the thing. This is why you want private chefs as clients. Our checks never bounce, and we buy a lot of stuff.
It's true.
Jeffy will tell you. I mean, look, Jeffy has a commercial kitchen in his client's house. It's crazy. They have a giant meat curing cabinet and aging. It's crazy. But for
I gotta move to the Northeast, man.
Oh, bro. Dude, you come out here. You have no idea. We'll show you what's up. We're gonna get together when you come out for your New York thing. You'll see. We get you out to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen, too. But so, you know, when you replace these spices, and even for like a private chef or a home cook, the pricing on that for on the website, that's not like, you know, restaurant cooks and stuff like that, it's not that expensive. It's remarkable how inexpensive you guys are.
Yeah, we keep it transparent. You know, when
do you
I
make money, that's my question.
Yeah, we make money, but the thing was, you know, when I started the food service program with the founders of the business of Spiceology as a whole, they, you know, one of the co-founders is Pete Taylor, who is also a chef, and we were talking, when we were starting food service up, we were talking about how we were just getting gouged for, you know, the harder to find products, you know.
Right.
All your main distributors, they only hold 20 or 30 products for spices, like the essentials, like your garlics and pepper and paprikas and all that. But anything outside of that, those 20, 30 products, you got to special order it. Takes 2 to 3 weeks. They gouge you on the price. And, like, I spent $72 on a pound of cardamom when I was in the restaurant business, like,
yeah,
when I was cooking. And when I figure out how much we're buying the cardamom for, I'm like, what the hell were they... Why did they hike it up so much? So, you know, the theory behind chef-owned, chef-operated for us is we're giving it to you at an honest price, because we cut the, you know, we're not going through a distributor. Most of our product is direct to the customer. So it's like, so we don't have to hike the price up. The distributor doesn't have to hike the price up because there isn't one. And so we keep it, we go straight to the chef. So we keep the price pretty fair. And, you know, the pricing has gone up since we first started. As we grow, I got to hire more people. We got to, you know, make the business stronger, but it's, yeah, we're making money and we're just keeping it real. Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
That's what it is.
No, I think you explained it perfectly right there. That explains it perfectly. You're doing a great business with great product. I mean, what else do you want there? Jeffy, tell everybody where they can find a little more about Spiceology.
Well, you can check them out at Spiceology across all the social media platforms. If you're going to be down in Atlanta this month in August 26th through 28th, he's going to be doing a little meat conference with our main man, Chad Minton from True Cooks.
There you go.
And then again, and he's going to be in New Hyde Park over here in New York in the CIA Alumni Weekend, September 20th and 21st.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, man, reaching out to a lot of cool people there. So it's funny, I look at these rubs and blends, and I feel like every time I go onto the website, Tony, there's something new on that section.
Oh, yeah.
How often does that change?
So we started on, I think it was July 13th. We came up with the idea that we were going to release a new blend or spice every week for the rest of the year.
Holy shit.
And so
really?
We're broadening our,
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, we're broadening our line. You know, we released a Duca blend this last week. We did a salt, pepper, garlic blend the week before. We did a chimichurri blend that we took down and we're going to reformulate, but that'll be back in circulation here pretty soon. You know, we've got a big release coming out on October 14th. That's National Baking Day, so I got about 30 plus products that are going to all drop on that day. You could probably hint at what kind of products are going to drop on a day like Baking Day. So so we got a big, you know, an extension of our line dropping, and it'll be a whole new category. So just to throw a hint out there. So you'll start seeing some chefs that are going to be promoting that 14th drop. So I'm pretty excited about that. But just a lot of big things happening, man. We're blowing the shit up.
Hey, let me ask you this. So it's coming in right now. I just got a question. It came in, and I've gotten several, but you guys are asking dumb shit, so I'm not asking it. But our buddy Dave just asked a great question. He says, "Can chefs come and hang out with you guys for a day at the factory, like at the Spiceology labs, and like hang out for the day with you guys?"
So we're pretty close to getting a complete, like, prep kitchen put together, and the idea, we've got a ton of, like, you know, restaurant industry partners that we've been teaming up with, like wearing commercial wear, so they got, you know, they're helping us out with ice cream maker, you know, sous vide circulators, like all kinds. They're just helping us deck out the kitchen. And, you know, I'd say by 2020, we're going to start bringing chefs into Spokane, showing them, you know, the culture, the food culture here that's grown really well, and start bringing some top-end talent to Spokane and showing them what we're about, what our local chefs are about, and showing Spokane about what Spiceology is doing and who we're working with, and bringing top-end talent to Spokane. This isn't a for sure thing, but I want to be doing, like, dinners at our facility where our local, you know, patrons can come in and work and meet some of our customers that are high-end chefs. And you know, anyone's always welcome to come check out the facility, but we're going to be doing some big stuff come 2020. So give us about 6 months and everything is going to be looking a lot hotter and a lot more fun to be there, because right now we're just, you know, we're manufacturing and producing products for Williams-Sonoma, for, you know, our food service line. So, hey, you know, I always love meeting everyone, but, you know, let's wait till we can make it, like, as fun as we can.
When that happens, don't forget your boys over here. Holler at your boys. I tell you what, I've won some pop-up dinners, brother. Bro, I'm the only chef in the entire country who's on a pop-up dinner. Actually, I said the first chef in the entire country did a pop-up dinner inside Williams-Sonoma. Well, they closed early for me. We put 40 people in there and did 6 courses.
I love it, man. I love that. You're definitely at the top of the list. You've been a supporter since day one, so, you know, I won't forget about you. That's for sure.
I'm busting balls, man. Come on. You guys are killing it. You make an amazing product out there. I love it. It's fantastic. And everybody, if you haven't done it already, you got to check them out and use them. And listen, reach out to Spiceology. You're not a believer? You don't think so? Just reach out to him and ask him. Tony will get back to you and say, let me send you a little something. You'll see.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, go into our website. You can sign up for a Take Back Your Kitchen program as well. So definitely get on there and you know, it's qualified restaurants. So let me know, fill out the form, and we'll get someone to reach out to you and get you set up.
I was just going to ask you about that, because I know there's so many chefs that have told me, like, how cool you guys are to chefs, like, how like, throwing an extra something in for people to check out, or like you know samples and like all sorts of really cool shit to get people on board. And I think that's awesome. I think that's one of the reasons why you guys are so great, is that you are trying to help people just, you know, use cool shit.
Yeah, man. We want chefs. You know, chefs want to be innovative, so the products that they use got to be innovative, and you know that's just. And it's got to be quality, and I can't preach it enough. That's how important it is. You know, your orders, you'll see on the bottles, our manufacturing dates are on all the bottles. You'll see how fresh it truly is, and we're not using Best Buy dates like all the other guys, because spices don't go bad necessarily. They lose their flavor and color and over time with light and heat.
Oxidation and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But you'll see it.
It's one of the things we talked about when you were on the show, it's probably 18 months ago at this point, when you were on the program. We talked about that, about how black pepper, for instance, I use that as an example. I mean, you can buy the pre-ground black pepper in a grocery store, but it could have been ground 10 years ago. That's how long ago it could be, Jeffy. It's insane. But when you order Spiceology stuff, it's on there. It's on the package. You see it.
Oh, yeah. We're one of the few companies that can manufacture within the States. You know, it's a lot more cost efficient to manufacture overseas where the farms are. And
totally.
So there's companies, the big companies are bringing, it's taking them a year before it even hits the kitchen after it's manufactured.
Man,
so.
It's just great product, man. And like I said, the growth to me is one of the most inspiring things about the company, just to see how much the company has grown and everything. Tony, on a personal note, man, congratulations on the baby. I texted you, of course, when it all happened. Welcome to the world of you don't matter anymore. Welcome to that world.
Oh, God, dude. It sucks sometimes, but I love it. I love my, you know, there was the first 6 months of Priscilla, my daughter, being born. I was definitely outside my house looking in through the window. It felt like, you know, she wanted the boob, and she didn't want anything else.
Right.
You know, sleep and boob. That's all it was. And so you're definitely on the outside looking in for a while. But she's one as of 2 weeks ago. So we got her. She's walking a little bit. She's,
there you go.
She's saying about 8 different words. You know, she's
that's awesome.
She's getting big, man. It's crazy. I love her to death.
Treasure every moment, brother. I know it's cliche, but it's so true.
It is, man. It's so true.
But here's what makes me so happy. So Tony is a very attractive guy, Jeff, if I can make it weird for a minute. He's an attractive guy. He's in shape. Like, he looks phenomenal.
Should I be jealous? I mean, how attractive are we talking here? I mean, what's going on?
Dude, he's not the physical Adonis that you are. But
okay.
The good news is, see, Jeffy and I are older, and we have kids. I have twins that are 12, and my youngest is 8.
I don't like to say older. I like to say weathered.
Weathered. That's nice. I like weathered. It's like I don't have fat lips. I have husky lips, Jeffy. I haven't forgot that fucking comment earlier, asshole.
Like an old ship.
Yeah, you're a fucking douchebag. That was hurtful. It was hurtful.
What, your husky lips?
Yes, stop it. It's hurtful. Listen, I don't get work done to them.
Your husky mouth, really. I meant your whole mouth is husky, not just your lips.
Worse. Like, that's not a good thing. We don't say that to people. But Tony is going to have the will to live sucked out of him. His triceps will slowly disappear. His six-pack will become a keg. But this is why we love you, buddy. This will all happen. And we get to watch it happen. As Spiceology grows, so will Tony Reed. I'm excited about it.
I put on, when my wife was pregnant, I put on 50 pounds in 6 months.
You say 50?
Hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the other side.
Oh, yeah. I was eating just as many cheeseburgers and burritos as my wife was. It was just like, I was just putting on that weight, dude. It was bad.
Bro, we're going to bring you up here to the Death Star. You ready? We're going to bring you up with us.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better than it, man.
Honestly, dude.
Go ahead.
Being the dad is a great job. Being a dad is a great job, and it makes coming home from work a lot more fun. And, you know, gives me something to look forward to on a hard day. And
oh, yeah. And how great is having a little girl, man? Your dad, that's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's got me wrapped around her finger already, so it's gonna be a long 18 years of having to have her around. And,
yep. You know, I just want to tell you right now, the ages between 12 and 14 or 11 and 14, you kind of hate your kids. I'm just giving you the heads up right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
strong dislike.
Strong dislike. You're like, God, stop talking. Stop talking. You talk
about
anything. Yeah, stop.
Just be cool. You wanted to say that to them, but you can't say that. You just say, come on. Just...
Oh, dude.
I'm looking forward to it.
I have 3 daughters, brother, and they're awesome. And it's funny to see how the world changes and how – it's funny how small your world gets when you get to that point. You know, you really see what matters and what doesn't.
Yep. Yeah, I've got, like, 4 friends now. So.
Wow.
I was the guy that hung out with, like, you know, 20, 25 people on a regular basis, and now I hang out with 4 or 5 people, and that circle got a lot smaller real quick. So.
That's it. Dude, my wife says it all the time. She's like, I don't want any new friends. I don't have time in my life for new friends.
Yeah.
But dude, congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate that.
I'm happy for you. And wait, is there another one on the way? What are we doing? Are we working on that?
No, not yet. I got to... This daycare shit is expensive, man. So Spiceology either needs to give me a raise or we need to get bought out or something.
Well, dude, no, you just got to space out so the big one can watch the little one.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, man, it's more – I pay $300 more on my daycare than I do my mortgage. So I'm like I'm hurting right now,
dude.
Man.
You can't be taking them to that Waldorf daycare, bro. I got suckered in that shit, too.
That's some bullshit.
Dude, they'll take all your money, and it's just nursery rhymes and pictures and blocks and alphabet. It's universal. Right,
Jeff,
doesn't matter.
Jeffy's
going to tell you, like, oh, no.
Jeffy had
this
a daycare
school,
for a long time before he was a chef, and they had to take it away from him. So,
listen, they'll free you, you know. They'll free you, and they'll tell you all sorts of stuff. Oh, your kid's going to be, like, you know, more magical at this place, and there's going to be more sunshine, and there's going to be pictures, and there's going to be more happiness, and that's not true. You can't go to a nursery school and find an upset child. They're all happy. They're little kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations, brother. I look forward to seeing what happens. And if you have, once you have another one too, it'll be great. But I love the fact that you gained 50 pounds. You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Makes me feel amazing.
It makes me so happy.
Can you take a picture of your belly and send it to me?
Jeffy, love throw it. The plugs out there for Tony real quick, man.
Definitely, man. You gotta check him at Spiceology across all platforms, IG, Facebook, Twitter, all that good shit. And then you're gonna check him at the Meat Conference down in Atlanta.
What's up?
August 26th and 28th, along with our buddy Chad Minton. And then he's gonna be up here in New York in September on the 20th and 21st at the CIA Alumni Weekend.
There you go.
Hoping we're gonna be able to catch up with him around then too.
There you go. Chad, I'll tell you what, look, Tony, we got a lot of events coming up here for this program, what we do. East Coast style, but when we do, I'm going to reach out to you, man. Just say, hey, we're doing this. If you want to be involved, we'd love to have you. No pressure. If not, that's cool too. But if you want to be a part of it, we'll, you know, look, Jeff and I will shill the hell out of you. That's what we do. If you haven't noticed.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
We love that.
Support. I appreciate it.
So check it out, Tony. This is the point in the show where I can let you head on down the road, or you're welcome to hang with us for a few minutes. Jeffy's got some news stories for us. It's always fun to commentate on news with Jeffy. Totally your call, brother. You want to stick around, or you want to get on down the road?
You know, I think I'm gonna take off and get home to the family. I've been gone since 6 this morning, so I'm gonna go say goodnight to the baby and do my thing.
No doubt about it.
Totally understand.
We totally get it, brother. We totally get it. Listen, Tony, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure talking to you, man. So much respect for you. So much respect for the company. I mean, you guys are crushing it. I mean, the growth is literally incredible, and I can't wait and to continue using Spiceology more and more, and also losing jobs because of my loyalty. Can't wait.
I appreciate the love, guys. You guys have always supported us. You know, the love is real.
Man, brother.
You know,
Keep bringing that fire product, brother. Keep bringing that fire product, and we'll keep bringing all the support you can get.
All right, man. I appreciate it. We'll do that for you guys.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man. Take care. We'll talk to you on down the road. All right, brother?
All right. Thanks, chefs. Appreciate it.
Peace. There you go. There he is, Jeffy, the one, the only Chef Tony Reed from Spiceology. What a cool brother, huh?
Yeah, man. Spiceology, great company, great guy. I can't say enough nice things about him. I really enjoyed I feel like I might have chimed in or something when he was on last time. I can't remember. Or maybe I just listened to it and thought I was on it because I was in the car. I do that sometimes. And I'll, like, project myself into your podcast before I was on it.
It happens. It happens.
I'll be like, yeah, this one time when I talked to Guy Fieri. I'm like, oh, wait. No, well, actually, Plum talked to Guy Fieri, but I was
there.
No, I wasn't actually there at all.
I was listening.
But I listened to it in my car for 4 hours straight.
Look, here's the thing. You get guys like that on. Like, listen, Tony is a guy. It just hit me, man. Every event we do this coming up this fall, this winter, moving into the off season, we should reach out to Tony and say, hey, we're doing this. I mean, we both love their product. Let's just reach out to him and say, we're doing it. We'd love to do something with you. If you can't, you don't want to be a part of it, that's totally cool. No hard feelings. If you want to, we'd love to have you. I mean, we should just do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Chad said the same thing. He said, just reach out. So I think we should just start. We just need to start getting some more things on the books and just start reaching out to these guys and being like.
You and I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk and do scheduling. The shit's already starting. I got so many things to tell you already.
We have to regroup. Fall's regroup time for Plum Love Foods.
Yeah, we're
going to come at
you. That because you never know what's going to happen on this program. Shit just kind of gets great.
What the fuck?
What?
Who saw this coming? Dave is the smoke is clearing. Jeff, that smoke is crazy. Do you see that?
Here comes Dave.
How does he have smoke in his entrance now? What the fuck?
It's getting like production's getting better, man.
All of a sudden, Dave's executive chef, and next thing you know, you're the best! And there's smoke coming in everywhere. You're like, what the fuck? You're the best! It's like fucking Dave.
Is it
here.
Smoke, or is he just throwing dry ice and Dixie cups
it
all over
be.
The floor?
It could be, but somebody's got to pay for that dry ice.
It's a quality move.
I don't know.
I'm impressed either way, David. I just want to tell you that.
Dave, what's up, buddy? How are you, brother? Been a minute.
Doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Oh, you know, it's we're doing the thing, man. I hear Thursday night, Plum Love Foods Live, hanging out, Chef Jeffy, Chef Plum. We had Tony Reed on from Spiceology, which is a great conversation, man. Did you check any of that out?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I definitely checked it out. I caught the tail end of it because I couldn't find the link at first, and then I realized, oh, it's 10:30 on Thursday. So I was actually late today.
Well, that's what happens, but... great product, though, right? We'll stop shilling Spiceology in a minute. But the only reason why we shill it is because we really love it. It's fucking good stuff, bro.
Yeah, definitely. I got some samples out. Finally getting the credit app back to them. So I'm going to swap out and take advantage of that program they're offering.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dave, how's life being the number one? Being the executive chef for the first time in your life this summer. I talk to you every day, but give the rundown. Are you hating your life? Do you want to kill yourself?
The beginning of the season was a little brutal, and at that point in time I was like, yeah, I could die right now and be all right with it. But now I have a solid team in place, and I'm kind of like actually able to, you know, run out and do stuff that I needed to be doing. So
it's fun. Jeffy, tomorrow night, but, I mean, I'm working with Dave tomorrow night. I'm going to go help him out with a party.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could help. I'm going to be working at my work.
There you go.
But if I got it early, I would come.
Well, Dave, you're doing a great job, man. And it's one of those things that you just kind of got to fucking power through, bro. But Spiceology is fantastic company. I know you're starting to look at... You were trying to use them this summer at your restaurant, but... I don't know. You just didn't.
Can I ask what the event is for that you guys are doing?
No, it doesn't make any sense on a national program.
What's that?
Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, do we have any local people that listen that want to come?
Mm-mm.
Well, the event tomorrow is a private event, and that's offsite. But we have a Whalebone Magazine. They're coming into the restaurant. So yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're going to do like
it's their first event they've done all fucking summer. Dave, I love you, but you need to jump on their ass. They didn't even once mention Cell Rose. I was so angry. I lost shit looking at their Instagram. I was like, they never once mentioned. They put the address for your restaurant, but never once said your restaurant. That's some bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll get sorted.
Nope.
Whatever.
Nope. No one has the balls. So like, cool. Hey, fucktards, say my restaurant's name. I will.
Look, man, you got me on air right now. Anyway.
I love you, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be great.
I didn't notice that because I don't. I'll have to check their Instagram out, I guess.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Cool.
Well, I'm excited to work with you, Dave. It's fun. We always have a good time. We work together, and we'll fucking crush it. There's no doubt about it. But.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, normally you're hiring me, and this time I'm like, hey, I need help.
You keep putting that out.
I know, it's cool. It's like, what's up?
I thought you should probably pay me a little more, but whatever.
Dude.
I'm doing it for you. Anybody else, I'd say go fuck yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Doing it for you, David.
That's right. Jeffy wrote songs about that shit.
Only for you, David.
By the way, Dave, we're doing a barbecue at my house on Monday. This is all inside info. Barbecue at my house on Monday. Jeffy's family's coming. My family. You got to come over.
Which house? Do I have to get on a ferry?
No.
No.
No, out east.
All right. So,
disco pool party with the kids. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have burgers and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like burgers.
And tequila.
Jazz.
I can't drink.
Well,
but I will come right
Dave, Jeffy's got some news stories for us. We got some news we have to cover before we get out of here on this program tonight. Are you ready? You want to stick around and do some news with us, or you just in and out with your smoke and shit?
Nah, man. I'll save like the smoke for like when I leave. There's also pyrotechnics at the end, so I'll hang out.
All right. So, but are you leaving or no? That was my question.
No, I'm staying. All right.
Jeffy, I love that there's lots of news out there in the world, lots of things happening, and my favorite thing about you is that you are always willing to bring us up to date on all the news that we need to know, especially as chefs, especially as men in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the news with our own chef.
Holding you down.
Jeff.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
Jeffy, hello. What's happening up there in the news today?
Well, there's some exciting news for people who are gluten-free. Ooh. And are really worried about it. Scientists have found a new way to detect gluten in foods.
What?
That is more precise. So now they've actually figured out that some foods that are deemed gluten-free actually have a different type of gluten. Which
I could have picked the worst background music for this, could I?
Well, listen. It's pretty crazy because now they're finding specific glutens in wheat, barley, oats, and now rye.
Wow, in rye.
Yeah,
rye was normally thought to be okay. Like a lot of people who are gluten free want to drink rye whiskey, right?
Nope, nobody's safe, bro.
Nobody's actually like allergic to gluten. They're allergic into like the chemical, from like Roundup, pretty much, and it's in everything.
Well, what Dave's saying is actually not bad because, honestly, I did an episode on the program I did, which is now on Amazon Prime. First season, by the way. Edible on the Road with Edible Magazine. We went to a bakery in Connecticut where the guy actually takes all the grains and he makes his own flour, Dave. I told you about this, right?
Yeah.
And he makes all of his own flours, and it's amazing because people who have gluten allergies don't have reactions to his bread, Jeffy. How about that?
Well, I think that's very interesting. I know that people with, slow fermented bread, a lot of different sourdoughs and stuff like that, they say that it breaks down some of the protein in there that is that the gluten forms in, so it's a little less harsh on people's stomachs. I don't know.
We should call our buddy Ben Randall. You know. All he does is make sourdough.
Yeah, it's our boy. Dude, he makes me want to eat bread. He's a true gluten believer, and I love him for that. Shout out, Ben Randall.
Ben's a man.
Shout out in the weeds.
I just want Ben to hang out with us sometimes, like just on the show, not a guest. Just
dude,
he's a guy on the
I
show.
Want him to make me some fried bread tacos, like I'm one of his children.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so
he doesn't do that enough for me. How come you're not doing that for me, Ben? How come I'm not getting a fried bread taco? How come I'm not getting care packages?
We should be getting.
You start it. Send love, we'll send love back.
Oh, okay, there you go.
I try to keep the love flowing between us and everywhere else.
Well, you do a great job of that. This news story, basically, what I'm taking from it is that gluten isn't everything, Jeffy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think gluten's in almost all grains. So I think the thing that
quinoa does quinoa have gluten?
I find interesting is that all of us, it's like, say you were. Like a gluten, you had a gluten sensitivity or whatever it is, you have something, and then you were eating a food that was deemed gluten-free, and you thought you were fine, but then all of a sudden, they're like, no, there's gluten in it. Do you stop eating it? Because psychosomatically, you're like, oh, it's going to ruin me. Or do you go, well, I was fine. Why would I care? Because I was fine. What do you think happens?
I don't know if it's the gluten, if it's the bread, or if it's where you're buying the bread. Here's the thing.
There's
a lot of factors. There's so many factors.
That leads you to believe that you're gluten-free. This leads me to my next question.
But Jeffy,
is it real?
Well,
is it really a cookie?
Well, here's the thing, gentlemen. We happen to have a gluten expert on our show. Whenever we have gluten questions, we go to the one and only Chef Dan Monroe. Chef Dan, welcome to the program, brother. How are you? Been too long.
Hello, fellas. How's everything?
Dude, awesome to hear your voice, wonderful. Man. We're talking gluten-free bread, being a little bit serious here, talking about gluten-free shit. What do you think?
Well, I think there's different types of... There's differentiate between gluten allergies and gluten sensitivity, because I think, like, celiac is affected by gluten, but gluten sensitivity is like what Dave was saying with the chemicals from the Roundup is what's affecting people. So
don't verify Dave. Don't tell Dave he's right about something.
Well, you know what? Right with that, because that means that the gluten isn't everything, because it's the actual chemical that's attacking everything. So eventually, everyone's going to be affected by all of it.
This is why we should have Dan on more often, actually, because I realize that he's got my back. Oh, thank you, Dan. No, he is 100% correct, because we are both right.
We're all 50% wrong.
What? I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking about.
That's amazing.
It's percentages.
Hashtag Plum Love Foods Live, Thursdays at 10. We're all 50% wrong. That's a fucking great shirt.
What the?
That's a great fucking shirt. Dude, you wouldn't buy that shirt? Well, come on. All right, well, look, there's a news story from our boy Jeffy right there.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy, what else you got?
Well, there's something that's making me kind of, you know, there's an outbreak of these hard seltzers. What do you think of these hard seltzers?
I think that's what's causing people to get their penises cut off in Guatemala.
I just had one.
You think there's a lot of kids getting beat up in school for drinking hard seltzers at parties?
Wait, hang on.
Or you think it's like asthma?
Dan, you just had one?
Yeah, I just bought a six-pack.
Of hard seltzer?
Yeah,
dude,
I had to. Because I'm trying to
get a mix of high testosterone. That's the
last time, I just hung up on him. That's the last time you'll hear Dan on this program.
Hey, you're about to hang up on me. I just tried one for the first time the other night, too. It was in my fridge, and I was like, what is this grapefruit shit?
Did you like it?
It was, like, it tasted like hairspray.
Be careful. I'm going to hang up on you.
I mean, hairspray doesn't taste good. You know what?
Listen.
I don't know.
You want to hear something crazy?
Wait, Jeffy, hold on. Dan's back. Dan.
Oh, no, mango. The mango one.
Well, Dan, good. Dan, I listen. So, PBR is actually making a hard seltzer now.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's being eaten by the fourth horseman in the apocalypse. Like, he's on a white horse named Death, and he's drinking a PBR limeade.
Come on.
And there's, like, flaming hail flying around him. That should be the commercial. PBR, shout out to me, advertising. I got you.
Shout out. Jeffy's doing it. Dan, did you really drink? What kind of hard seltzer did you drink?
It was Black Cherry. You have to understand that I'm a seltzer water drinker.
Okay.
So, and Black Cherry is my wife's seltzer water of choice. I usually do the original, but I'll try hers every now and then. So I had black seltzer.
Which flavor does your boyfriend like?
You know way too much about this, Dan.
Mango.
You got some. That's my favorite flavor, too.
I like the original, Dave. But my wife's flavor.
All right.
You know, I'm in there. It's like you. It's like how I feel about the Real High Slice of America.
Oh, speaking of which, can we talk about that for a second? No. All right, Dan. Brand was it, sir?
It was the one with all the memes.
White Clam.
White Clam. Yes.
That shit's everywhere.
White
dude.
Clam.
They were drinking it.
That's
out
the one I
fucking
had too.
Yeah.
Don't you feel stupid that you're drinking something called White Clam?
There you go.
Yeah, listen,
a little bit racist.
I saw these clowns drinking it at the bar while I was not drinking anything because I was trying not to drink beer. And I was like, you know what? Let me just try this shit.
You got it at the bar?
No, I bought it myself. Because
they have
timeout.
Button.
Can we just talk about Dan as our only friend who goes into the bar with his own alcohol? He goes in. He brings a six-pack of White Clam and sits at the bar and he goes, can I get a glass?
Yeah. Wait, you guys don't do that?
I just don't understand, man. You're so tough all the time.
I know.
Well, because...
New edition.
And then
you guys remember all the stuff you talked about?
Public.
Getting out of shape.
Are you looking to fight people? Are you baiting people into fighting?
Oh, he's drinking White Clam. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
With
White Clam.
I see. This is like Navy tech.
I actually throw their beer on the floor and then hand them one.
Oh my god, Jeffy! Let's give him a chance to describe the flavor and how it was.
White Clam challenge. Go up to somebody and slap their beer out of their hand. White Clam like a man. Hashtag White Clam challenge.
Like chuck
it. This is the greatest shit ever. Are we going to fucking stage some of these videos this weekend? It's going to be Hash Clown.
Wolverdan.
Dude. Jeffy, this
Let's
is fucking
do it,
amazing.
Hey, we'll buy you a case of White Clam, unsponsored. If you do the White Clam challenge.
We're
going to
stage
I need
it.
White Clam challenges.
Oh, I was going to say, we could all be in Montauk this weekend and actually just do that challenge.
That's what I'm saying. And just stage that shit, post videos of it, and see
I
people start doing it.
I need to live vicariously through the listeners.
Dude, oh we'll just God. See people start doing it. We'll tag that. We'll tag White Clan. This will be amazing. Dan,
it's a great idea. I'm glad you did that.
This is a great I think of the best shit. This is the best idea I've ever thought of.
Wait.
Yeah, it's great. Dan,
did you just think of it?
Yeah, I thought of it. Dan, this is my idea. Dan, what did you think of it? What flavor did you have, first of all, and how was it?
Black cherry. And it was all right.
Does it taste like sweaty Vajan?
It tastes like seltzer water. It doesn't taste like much. It's
There's
a little
no
sweet
taste.
It
doesn't have
a little
like
bit of a sweetness to it, but it doesn't taste like anything.
Sweetness like Splenda, or sweetness like the sweat of a young,
easy,
husky gentleman.
With husky lips? You bringing my husky lips up again? What the fuck, Jeffy?
No, bro. I'm not saying
about
this.
You.
I just
thought
can't
we
I describe other things?
God,
so sensitive, man.
Well, it actually had. It tasted like the sweat of a unicorn.
The sweat of a uniform.
Unicorn, Jeffy. Unicorn. Why would everything said uniform?
It was very magical, actually. I felt.
Unicorn. That's code for.
Yeah,
like.
Easy.
Pirate.
Here's my
pirate.
Question. Here's the telling question in this whole conversation. Chef Dan.
I thought like a unicorn was like
yes.
a mythical creature. Oh.
Dave, shut up. Would you buy it again, Dan?
Maybe not that flavor.
Wow. Dave, Jeffy, are we missing the boat on this stuff?
No, I've had it. I mean, I will drink it, but I won't pay for it.
Listen, you probably drank Zima too, bro. Or was the kind of guy that would.
Yo, Zima never showed up on Cops when they would check you for a DUI.
It was better than Zima. It's better
it's
than
better
Zima.
Than Zima?
Yeah.
It's better
that's than not even than a, Zima. That's not even an American thing for you to say.
It's a lot
I'm pretty sure they took Zima off the shelves just because of how many terrible things happened in colleges due to it. Like women blacking out, getting alcohol poisoning because it tastes like Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I could drink 20 of them and wouldn't even know it.
See, that's a terrible thing for me. I have young girls in my life that I don't want to see drink this stuff upon themselves because it tastes like water. And they're like, oh, I'm really thirsty. And they're like, oh, have a seltzer.
Well, we did a news story on this a few months ago about Corona the same thing, making a seltzer. Remember?
No, man. Slowly. They're ruining the world with this stuff. They're making everything a little
weaker. Jeffy, if you drive around any beach town in the country, and I'm just using Montauk because we all work out there, I mean, everybody's drinking that shit. That white all right. bullshit.
But they're you know what? Out. You want to hear something crazy?
I'd love to.
Four Loko is actually going to drop the manliest seltzer in the world.
Wait, is this another news
like
story?
Eight alcohol content.
Is this another news story? Because I gotta probably drop for this.
Well, it's kind of like part A and B.
Okay. So we'll go with the same news story. So Four Loko is doing a fucking seltzer for real.
Yeah. So PBR did one,
God, you're so
and then
connected.
I think Four Loko is kind of like whoa. The tall boy game is our game. All right, you don't fuck with the tall boy game. No, every corner store in America has Four Loko. And now they're like, sales are going down, guys. What do we do? And they were like, 14.8% alcohol can for wino.
This is the drunk white girl drink. That's what this is.
Four Loko will keep you awake for all day and also keep you completely incoherent.
Do they have caffeine in their drink? Is that their gimmick?
Even it's caffeine, taurine, and guarnine. And a little bit of methamphetamines, but I'm not sure if that's that. Yeah, allegedly.
I thought they had crack cocaine as well. That's allegedly why I buy it and sit down to a conference.
You know what I think they do? I think they steep crack rocks in it in like tea bags and then take it out. But it's only like a few seconds just for the flavor. Just a little in the back. You know, like that like lemony chicken, that lemony broccoli chicken.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Almost like absinthe. Like pouring it over the sugar and absinthe.
With a lighter. Jeffy, you got one more news story for us? Is that it?
I do have one more news story for you.
Let me get your drop for you. Here you go.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffy's got one more news story for us to end the night here. You got to hit it right here with the hardcore beat. There it is.
The one.
All right, Jeffy.
Well, see, I have two. All right, I have two news stories. You guys have to pick A or B here. Okay.
We're taking a vote.
A news story is kind of worldly, and I find very interesting, but it has nothing to do with being a chef, really. And then my other news story, kind of like being a chef, but it's not quite as interesting.
See, I have a feeling if I go with A, that it's worldly and has nothing to do with being a chef, and you find interesting, somebody else's dick is getting cut off in another country.
It's interesting that you brought up dicks, but it has nothing to do with them being removed. I'll give you that hint.
Dave, what's your vote?
So there's a penis involved. A.
All right. Dan, what's your vote? A or B?
Yeah, it was going to be B, but it's A now. I'm intrigued.
Fuck, so it doesn't even matter what my vote is. All right, Jeffy, give us A.
All right. Okay, so story A. Apparently there's this crazy rumor going around, right, that the Epstein fella had a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress in his townhouse.
Come on.
And I saw this picture that surfaced, and it's like a painting of Bill Clinton in this like blue dress and red heels.
What?
And it look, and he's like pointing. It's like, it's, I kind of want to do this pose and have you take a picture of me.
Okay.
You wear a blue dress? Thing,
and then I want, and then I'm gonna, maybe I'll have my wife do it, and I'm gonna give it to you for Christmas.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, it is
magical.
And I just find, I mean, you guys can type that in, just like Epstein, bizarre painting, Bill Clinton, and
okay,
it comes right up. And well, it,
Epstein, Bill Clinton. Here's my question for you, Jeffy. Are you ready for this?
Shoot.
Why?
Why would you have a picture of Bill Clinton? I think they were boys.
Really?
I think exactly like why I would have a painting of you in a blue dress in my house.
Okay. Well, why do you got to bring shit up? This is not fucking like what we... I mean, come on. This is,
I think they're funny guys. Besides private, being perverts and weird.
No, but like this is what I'm understanding. Like there's private and there's not the public. And like you were still working on learning the line. That's all I'm saying.
What do you mean?
The dress didn't fit.
Doesn't fit what?
Me.
Oh, I'd have to get... Well, we'll I
Why
mean,
we
can get it sized.
On the fucking radio show? This is terrible, Jeffy.
Well, we can get it sized, man. I want it to be nice.
This is public.
Hey, right. If the dress don't fit, you must have quit. Is that what you're about to say?
Dave, you have nothing.
I like it when Dave makes rhymes, though.
I was like, I'll wear the blue dress. Turn Black or White on. It's the best Michael Jackson song on the planet. I'll dance to it.
In a blue dress?
Yeah.
You have size 14 feet, though. To get you a pair of heels would probably be tough.
You have a size 47,000 ass, so they have a dress in that size.
Absolutely. We'll just get you a blue tarp and put some crimps in it.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah, we'll get a bedazzler.
We'll bedazzle a blue tarp? Oh, man. I'm already turned on. You sound
Dan
delicious.
Can't handle it. He's already
Actually,
excited.
Can you dance to... Can you dance to 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was thinking if it was like a really big chef coat.
That's working 9 to 5. Yeah.
Listen, here's the problem. I don't think that anybody in the world has skeletons in their closet that they would that they wouldn't be ashamed of. You know what I'm saying? Like there's always something that you hope no one sees. I think we all have it, even presidential people, like clearly, if Bill Clinton's walking around in a blue dress having pictures taken from him, he wishes that no one ever saw that.
Hey, it's someone's taking a picture of me in a blue dress, everybody's going to see me wearing a blue dress.
It's a painting. It's a painting. It's an oil painting.
Oh.
Somebody painted it. It's not him. It looks like his head on like a female body.
Oh, does he have tits?
Oh.
He's like in his blue dress sitting on a chair with his legs crossed. And it looks like...
It's a funny painting. It's like,
yeah, it's a funny painting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I thought it was Bill Clinton that posed for a picture in a blue dress.
That's actually what it looks like. Cracked up. Yeah.
So, look, here's one thing. Let's get into it really quick then for a second. Dave, what's something that, if it was public, you would be mortified by?
Wouldn't it be public if I said it right now?
No. No one's listening.
Honestly, I don't know.
I got a couple answers for you, Dave, but I'll wait for you to say them.
I know, me too.
Oh, shit, fuck off. See, this is the thing.
You want to get mortified? You can't think of any? Can I help?
Seriously.
I mean, it's not mortified.
Can we talk about water balloons? Human water balloons. They're amazing.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Dan,
lose your mind.
You've been married a long time.
No giving.
What would it take? Not something that's happened to you in real life, though. What would it be that you'd be mortified by? Like, what would it be? Like, if it was totally hypothetical, if it was public all of a sudden.
Well, nothing mortifies me, but I have put my wife's dress on just to make her laugh. Like, came out
in
her.
I was so happy you told me that. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you ever worn a dress?
I've worn dresses.
It started as jeans, and then I ended up putting a dress on.
And then I
you can fit in your wife's jeans.
No, I couldn't. That was the funny part. Was I saw them and thought they were mine and put them on, and I got them like halfway up, but she insisted my ass looked great in them.
Wow. Did you take a picture? Can you text me the picture?
I know, really. Can I get a photo of your ass in those jeans?
That was pre like me working out, so now it'd probably even be better.
I don't know. I think too much muscle on an ass is a bad thing.
All right, Jeffy, think,
I'll send you guys the pictures.
Yeah, I'd love to see it. Jeffy, what do you got? What's something that would be mortifying to you? Not maybe it hasn't happened yet, but what would it be?
Something that would be mortifying to me. Something that would be mortifying to me. I don't know. I guess like.
Watching a David Spade movie?
Yeah, like more like people finding out I had a seltzer, like a hard seltzer.
Yeah, that would definitely that's the worst possible.
Like if I was on a beach somewhere and someone got a photo of that and it was released to public and it was like me enjoying it though. Just like spitting it out angrily. Like me smiling and laughing with a bunch of other guys in Speedos drinking hard seltzer.
The banana hammock?
Could not be worse. Jeffy, what if you actually ordered one from a bar and someone got a picture of that shit?
Yeah, like if I was at a bar and they like got me on video being like, hey man, do you have one of those delicious white clams? And they were like, yeah, bro. And I was like, dude, white clam challenge. And
hey.
I just like walked up.
What if you were like, hey, like, black cherry white clam? I'm trying to play a little beach volleyball.
You know what I think you should do when you order a white clam? You walk up to the bar, and when the bartender brings back your white clam, you grab your tearaway plants and rip them off. Dancing, fist pumps.
Fuck yeah. Fist pumps.
Taking that banana hammock all over the place. You grab the drink, you pour it all over your head.
See, you know what? You slam it the ball comes down.
Oh, man.
Jeffy, I wouldn't be mad if you threw it back a little bit and you did a little dog pound Arsenio Hall style. I wouldn't be mad at that during that situation.
I would do that. I could see that.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
A little running to the Jordan, a little kicking back. Oh, man.
Would you be mad about that? I wouldn't be mad about that. Well, I wish we knew someone who actually did it in person because that'd be dope to ask if that happened. All right, Jeffy. Yeah.
So,
all right. You said you had two news stories, right? Or was that it?
Yeah,
I got another one if you guys want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it now.
All right, here we go.
Right, wait. No, you can't do it. Top of the drop. Hold on. I gotta find.
Oh,
drop.
Wait, hold on. Drop. We didn't get to hear your allegedly.
Yeah. What's yours?
Mortifiedly.
Oh, for me.
Yeah.
Oh, if people actually knew how often I wet the bed.
Nice.
Ooh.
That would be rough.
You wet the bed often, huh? I mean, that one time you said it was just that one time. I think it's kind of weird that it's coming out on the show now that you do it all the time.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was kind of gross, everybody, because he didn't even tip the maid after he peed in the bed. But
Jesus, Jeff. Here we go.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, gentlemen, let's make this
okay.
It's getting late here in the program. Jeffy's got one more news story for us. Jeffy, what do you got?
All right, well, allegedly, Kmart is spreading dirty messages in the old Crock-Pot instruction manual.
Come on, like what?
Well, like you're going through there,
right.
And it's actually not in the instruction manual, excuse me. It's the you know, like how there's like the metal plate on the bottom,
right,
under the crock pot, and there's like caution to prevent damage or shock hazard, do not cook in this liner.
Okay.
And
yep,
it
yep.
says cock only in container provided, do not immerse in water.
But you that's how you measure it.
Yeah, so it's a little typo, just a little typo on our slow cooker. But it says
wow.
that we shouldn't put a cock in it. Ha ha ha.
Oh, man.
Well,
it's a dad joke, but I thought it was cute.
That's the same Kmart,
cute.
Right?
Well, they bought it at Kmart. Maybe it's not Kmart that actually did it. It could be the slow cookers that did it. I don't know.
I'm going to brand of the slow
go get a cock slow cooker. But that's why Kmart's going out of business.
They are
in
business.
Kmart apologized for the error to the Daily Mail, but honestly, everyone involved, including Facebook commenters, seemed to have held the whole thing pretty funny and harmless.
Well,
I'm glad that
they
came to the defense and realized the word cock hurtful.
That's what sticks out to me, the story that the people found it pretty harmless. That makes me happy. It makes me have faith in our country now. Like, okay, people can make jokes and still laugh about it. I think it's funny. That's good. That makes
cock.
Me happy. I got no bad news. I got nothing bad to say about that.
Show and no one's going to get upset.
Yeah, maybe people will start going to Kmart and they won't like go out of business. No, they're like, I want a cock crock pot. They want a cock.
Dave and I are going to go with a post-it note.
Cocky, David.
Dave and I are going with post-it notes and a marker. We're going to label everything and see what happens. It'll be funny if people laugh.
Hell yeah.
Until some lady finds your dumbass husband with his cock in the fucking crock pot and then she's like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's Wanda, but that's spreading, guys. It's spreading. It's happening today. Someone's penis was cut off in Uganda. And I think that we need to really pray for the women and men in Uganda.
About it. Jeffy.
Yo, Lorena Bobbitt started that shit. Lorena Bobbitt.
She was the original one on television, but I'm sure that it's a practice that has been celebrated by witches for generations.
Pretty sure she was a witch.
Proudest moment of my life when Lorena Bobbitt followed me on Instagram. Very happy about
that. Hell yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. Jeffy, great news
are
stories,
you a
brother.
Target?
As always, amazing news stories. Dan, thank you for joining us and clearing up a little gluten free allergy information. I appreciate that.
Oh, anytime.
No doubt about it.
You're the best around.
Dave, you came in late again.
Yeah. Yo, fuck yeah, I did. Totally
there you
did.
Go. Listen, Jeffy, that's this week we did two programs this week, and I think they are two very solid programs.
I had fun.
There were good times right there. Good times on the programs, man. Big shout out to Tony Reed for joining us from Spiceology tonight.
Well,
make sure you check them out at Spiceology on all Instagram and social media platforms, and of course at Spiceology.com. Whether you're a home cook or whether you are a professional cook, Jeffy, you can buy stuff on that website.
Absolutely. They have everything that you could even imagine that you wanted and way more. Like, their blends and their things that they put together are super creative. And the quality of their spices, the stuff that they're getting is super fresh and really, really awesome. If you haven't given them a try, you should really, really reach out. Check them out. It's at Spiceology, at Spiceology.com. Go get them.
No doubt about it. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, if you happen to be out east, in Montauk, in Eastern Long Island, late night style. Come by Cell Rose in Montauk. Dave's going to be out there kicking it, doing a late night party with Whalebone Magazine at Cell Rose in Montauk. That's not just the address, Dave. That's the name of your restaurant. Cell Rose in Montauk. Run but my good brother, the one, the only, at Dave Boredom. Chef Dave is out there killing it, man. Come out there and see us tomorrow night, late food's night style.
He's killing the food out there. That his restaurant is so good.
Yep.
Everything I tried there, man. Dave's really on top of it.
If you want sexy people too, come out there. There's lots of sexy people out there. That's what happens. It's just the truth.
David is the sexiest. He is. And honestly, the nicest culture. Bathroom I may have ever been in a restaurant.
It's so nice. Jeffy, it's so nice. Casamigos is doing a pop-up bar in their bathroom tomorrow night.
I do not doubt that at all.
Dave, am I lying? Am I lying, Dave? True.
No. Casamigos is doing a pop-up bar in our bathroom.
There you go.
Listen.
Tomorrow night.
When I go out there sometimes, I go to the bathroom, and then I don't leave. I just, like, hang out and meet people when they come out of because it's unisex. Oh, you can just be like, oh, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Everything good in there? Cool.
There you go.
You know.
That's what's up.
I love that.
Don't forget, if you're anywhere near the tri-state area and you're heading through Connecticut, you're traveling through, you're passing through, make sure you check out The Pantry in Fairfield, where our buddy, the one, the only Chef Dan, one of the most talented chefs I know on the planet, is there throwing the fucking hammer down. Trust me, asking for one of them pork chops. Jeffy, they're delicious.
Dude, he's the man. Low Dan, Wolver Dan, slapping all of it down. You don't even know.
And Dan, check him out at The Pantry. We haven't hung
out very
much.
Food is super, super, super good.
This summer, Dan, I miss you. We haven't had enough time together because I've been working my ass off, but we're getting together very soon.
I know. Yeah. Good. I know. Get that money, y'all. Y'all hustling. Your thing.
You've been out there. You know the deal. You know what happens.
Yeah. No. It's real. It's real. I went out there. I was like, oh shit. This is really happening. Y'all get down. It's the serious business out there.
That's what we do, homie. That's what we do. But much.
You're gonna see
us
all sitting together soon on Random Acts of Cooking. That new episode is gonna be being released really soon.
You're fucking throwing deep on him, Jeffy. Yeah, that's coming out here soon. It's a 3-part episode, a 3-week extravaganza for Random Acts of Cooking. We're out there crushing it. We're excited. It's going to start. We're putting it out when school starts. We're really excited about it, man. Hanging out with those guys out in Jersey. A lot of good brothers out there. So that's all.
Doesn't matter where we go. It's we're coming. Hanging with the good brothers.
It's coming. That's it.
And sisters.
There you go. Big shout out to everybody. Of course, to Chef Dan, Chef Dave, Chef Jeffy. Thank you guys, of course, as always, for joining us on the program. Shout out to our good friends, Chef Tony Reed over at Spiceology. Check them out, Spiceology.com. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.